Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Hi there, it's Big Party, and welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast on Channel 94.1 FM right here in Omaha. Thanks for joining us. It is Monday, and you're going to learn a little bit about what the ideal time is for making whoopee, the wasp in hell, Jennifer Lawrence almost in a plane crash, and much, much more. Feel free to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Big Party Show. All right, thank you so much, and enjoy the show.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the search for a man who went missing in Cunningham Lake is set to resume this morning. The 30-year-old man, he was fishing with his 8-year-old son at the Omaha area lake yesterday when they became separated. The child was able to wave down another boater for help. Witnesses say that around 4 o'clock yesterday, this woman, she saw a young boy in a boat trying to flag someone down. The 8-year-old told her that his dad went for a swim and started drifting away at the same time their boat drifted the opposite direction.
We were thinking just because it was so hot out, you know, maybe the guy just wanted to dip in.
Just jump in, maybe lost hold of the boat or, it's terrible.
The boats are, so the search will continue today and they're going to be using that sonar as well as dive teams. But I guess it's really silty out at Lake Cunningham. And the wind, I guess, has made the search difficult. So Lake Cunningham Park is going to remain closed.
I hate hearing these stories, man.
Yeah.
Because I can swim. Part of you can swim.
I can swim. Yeah.
I always wonder, it's like, what happened? Did they say this guy wasn't a good swimmer?
His wife, according to one of the reports I read, his wife said he can't swim. So I don't know if it was just, okay, I'm just going to jump in and dip real quick and it should be fine. The wife was saying that he doesn't know how to swim.
Yeah, regardless, who knows? I mean, geez.
So, you know.
Yeah.
The Lake Cunningham is going to remain closed, and roads around the lake are also going to be closed to the public. It's a non-swimming lake. That's the other thing. So, I just
didn't ever think it was a good idea just to get in Carter Lake, right?
No, it's Cunningham.
This is Cunningham Lake.
Oh, this is Cunningham. I thought it was Carter Lake.
No.
Carter Lake, yes.
I thought it was Carter. So, I was like, what is somebody swimming in Carter?
Cunningham.
Cunningham Lake. They just did that whole reboot of Carter Lake, though. Don't you remember? They closed it, and it's like, oh, no, it's cleaner and better than ever. They retrudged it and everything.
And Cunningham. They drained that puppy. So.
Yeah. They gave them both little facelifts. 3 people dead after a motorcycle crash near 72nd and Cass. It happened over the weekend. Multiple witnesses were able to help try to save the lives of people. But police say that at around 11:30 Saturday night, a Suzuki motorcycle ran a red light at a high rate of speed and hit a Harley Davidson carrying 2 people. And the crash is remaining under investigation. And nearly a dozen people have been displaced following a fire at an Omaha apartment complex. Broke out yesterday afternoon at the Bristol Square Apartments at 97th and Spencer. No one was hurt. The fire was declared under control after about 20 minutes, and the Red Cross and the Salvation Army are helping all those residents that have been displaced. And the College World Series, we are going to have our share of name brand headliners as 4 more familiar names punch their tickets to Omaha on Sunday. Omaha World Herald is reporting that TCU, Florida State, Cal State Fullerton, and LSU are all in. So those are the big ones that came in on Sunday. They're joining 3 who clinched on Saturday. That was Louisville, Oregon State, go Beavs, and Texas A&M. Florida and Wake Forest are also set to resume a suspended game at noon today. And the Gators are 1 victory away from coming here.
Yeah, so that's back-to-back. So if Wake Forest can win the first one, they'll play again at 3.
Oh, today, right?
Yep, okay. Noon, ESPN2. And then tonight on ESPN, it's Mississippi State versus LSU.
It's down to the finals. So this weekend, I mean, this Friday is when opening ceremonies start. In the evening, they'll have the big, fan fest during the day and then the celebration at night with the fireworks. But then Saturday, We hit the ground. Game one, 2 o'clock. Going to be airing on ESPN. And Saturday, game two is at 7 again, ESPN. But we haven't gotten who the matchups are. They haven't called those out. The little owl telling the news.
What who?
Okay. Habitat for Humanity of Omaha is celebrating the end of its annual building blitz. The organization held a block party Saturday, celebrated the construction of 10 homes in the Adams Park neighborhood. The event featured live music. Omaha's Habitat for Humanity organization's taken part in this nationwide building blitz campaign for the past 10 years. And this late spring heat wave isn't just broiling here in Omaha, the Midwest and the East Coast. Weather forecasters say that the record heat will have millions of people sweating until at least Wednesday. Omaha was making national headlines with 94 degrees on Saturday, while Sunday Chicago was the one that was like, ugh.
Yeah, we don't even get back into the 60s for a nighttime low until Wednesday.
Oh, boy. What?
It's going to be hot. So, I mean, you know, D.C. even more uncomfortable. So this is going to be a long, sticky week for a lot of people. Puerto Ricans are voting overwhelmingly in favor of becoming the 51st state. The island territory's governor says 97% of people voted in favor of statehood in a referendum on Sunday. Despite the vote for statehood, adding a 51st star to the American flag will still be a ways off. It still takes an act of Congress to officially add it.
There's got to be a reason why we didn't do it before.
Well, it's got to be a perfect storm. The people have to want it. Like, the referendum has to be an overwhelming, you know, yes, we want to be a state. And then Congress has got to decide whether or not that's, you know, something that they want to do. It'd be really wild. I mean, I think the last time we, the last time we added a state was Alaska.
How long ago? I mean,
that was probably
week?
2
much
weeks
longer.
Ago? No, I missed that
1940s, maybe.
I don't know, 1940s.
I mean, it wasn't like yeah. Oh my God, a million years ago. But it's been a while since it's been. You know, let's see, 1959. That's the last time. That was when Alaska was added as a state. And then August of 1959 was actually the last, I think that was the last one, and that was Hawaii.
Okay.
So those were like the last two that got added. But I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but you know, I mean, with statehood comes all sorts of taxes. So I'm sure the federal government's like, sure.
Bring it.
If you would like to pay us, we would love to have you. The first family is finally back together under one roof. First Lady Melania Trump and President Trump's son Barron made the move from New York yesterday to the White House. They're all now living there. Melania and Barron continued living in Trump Tower after the election and the inauguration, so that 11-year-old,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
so 11-year-old Barron could finish school. So he's the first boy to live in the White House since John F. Kennedy Jr. back in 1963.
Oh, wow. I guess the girls.
Yep. Lots and lots of girls, but this is the first boy. So that's kind of fun. I mean, just kind of a new thing for the staff.
You wonder if he, like, tortures the Secret Service.
He looks
Mommy,
pretty-
make him stand on one leg.
They showed this picture of them. They were getting off of Air Force One, and, you know, they're, like, on the tarmac, you know, walking, and it's Melania and, you know, Trump, and they're moving forward, and it's Barron just looking back at the plane, and he kind of has this, like, wispy expression.
That's it.
I'm sure, because, I mean, he's 11. He's leaving all of his friends. I mean, think about, like, when you were 11. Like, that's, like, the height of...
They look like a movie version of what the president's wife would look like.
Right. She's so beautiful.
You know, you're watching a movie when you're like, well, obviously this is fake because the president's wife's really hot.
Total smoke show. She's stunning. I mean, honestly, she's wearing glasses, sunglasses. She's got this unbelievable hair. And then like Barron was just wearing like a t-shirt. I think it said the expert on it or something. Like just like a typical little boy, just, you know. But he was.
Does that make it harder for like women? Melania Trump, because everybody wants to hate on her, but she looks amazing.
Yeah, you can't.
So they just have to not comment. They're like, she looks amazing.
I've never understood people hating
on
the
their
first
breath,
lady.
They have to be like, I hate her so much.
But she's so beautiful.
She's absolutely stunning. Where did she buy that? You know, if this was...
Look at his daughter.
If this was Obama's, Michelle Obama... Every mm-hmm. day, everything she wore, people went crazy. It was all over the news.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This dress, those shoes, you can buy it here. It's amazing. Uh-huh.
That's sort
of
the role.
Never hear that for the current president's wife.
Probably because
nobody
feel
can
like,
buy it.
Yeah, they can't buy it or can't afford it. Probably.
She was one of the jackets that she wore when they were overseas was like a $50,000 Gucci. Like, I mean, it weighed like something like it was hand beaded.
Can you believe that?
I mean, at least like, I mean, with Michelle Obama, you heard a lot about her clothes because it was like, hey, she got this at J. Crew. So people were like, oh, it's accessible. I mean, with Melania, she's just this beautiful, very affluent woman. I mean, the clothes she wears, yes, they're stunning. But I as like a lay person, I mean, I've never seen her wear like a pair of jeans and just, you know, like an Oxford shirt where you're like, oh my gosh, oh, is that like Brooks Brothers? Like, what is that? I could buy that. I mean, it's always, it's always like couture. I mean, she was a model, so she wears model clothes. Those are not everyday clothes for regular people. Plus her shape. I mean, she's just a stunning woman. I mean, she always dresses on point, but it's expensive stuff. Pittsburgh Penguins, Stanley Cup champions for the second year in a row. It was a tight game to the very end. So the Pittsburgh Penguins won their second straight Stanley Cup. I was surprised to find out that, you know, after all that, that G Force didn't get the...
Jack Guentzel? Well, he almost didn't score. He didn't score the last few games. MVP went to Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
So he got it back-to-back years. And it's not a lot of teams that go back-to-back. So two former Mavs won a Stanley Cup, and we'll get their names on the cup. Jake Guentzel and Josh Archibald.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It was not until towards the end of the game that they actually scored the goal. I was like,
scoreless.
Geez.
Yeah,
until
it was a shocker.
Wow.
It looked like it was going to OT.
Yeah.
Man spreading. Now, we don't have a lot of call for that here. We hear about it, but it's a big thing if you're riding public transportation. It's the idea
buses and trains and all that fun stuff.
Right. Yeah. The idea of like taking up more space than really what would be polite in a shared space.
But what about women with their bag? Like women sit down and then they have their bag next to them.
Yeah.
Which takes two spaces.
Oh, can't say anything about that.
No, because I know that like you'll set your bag next to you, but if it's a full train or if it's a full bus, you don't. You have it on your lap. But if you know, you can. This is calling on people who go ahead and take up more space than apparently. It's obviously a thing because they've started campaigns in multiple cities around the world with signs that show what the signs of man spreading, as they call it, and scolding people and reminding them to just.
Close
use what space. Exactly. I think it's so interesting. So Madrid, they put up signs that show two like bus seats, one person wearing shorts, spreading his legs wide, an accompanied seat, and then a red X on top of it. And then another one where it just shows the guy sitting with his legs closed. I mean, is man spreading, is that just like a comfortable way for guys to sit? I'm honestly asking. I'm trying to think
if I do that.
The beginning of time. I mean, the term is just a new term. It's not like people suddenly started doing it.
Right.
It's just a new term to kind of hate on guys. Why do you have to have your legs spread wide with your madness? Like, no one is going after women going, don't do that. In fact, most men on a subway are supposed to get up and give ladies your seat.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore.
I'll quit it. They do
no,
too.
No, it doesn't happen. I mean, the struggle is real. Like every man for himself. The struggle is real. But I guess some men have criticized the term saying that women can take up space. They call it femme spreading. And so there's been a hashtag that's been spreading showing ladies, you know, taking up their fair share. I feel like man spreading is just a general term for somebody that's taking up more space.
Probably so.
Than is polite. And I'm with you. Women will put their bags down. And I think what it is just
man spreading.
I think it just started with that.
It just started with that.
I'm sure somebody.
It would be like saying women drivers is a term for anyone who's bad at driving.
Isn't it?
No, I'm saying that would be.
Just saying. I mean,
man-spreading is just a term for anyone who takes up too much space.
Maybe lady-spreading doesn't sound as good. So
we don't got subways. We don't have to worry.
We
got buses. Buses don't seem that crowded.
No. You know? But in places where, you know, public transportation, especially, let me tell you, public transportation in the summer months when it's hot like this, you go to cities like D.C. or New York or those things, tensions are high.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it just takes a little thing to light off that power.
I guess manspreading could be on a plane, too.
Sure. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're sitting in a seat and all of a sudden, I mean, we've all had that. Somebody who's the encroaching on your armrest and you're like, that's not just your armrest. We're sharing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of push back a little. I get real.
How about in the summer when people are wearing shorts, so it's skin on skin?
Oh,
leg
gross.
On leg.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
Just got a call from somebody who said out in Lincoln, it's crazy hail. Yeah, people are pulled over on the side of the roads.
They're,
in
a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect right now for Lancaster County.
Yeah.
Which is Lincoln. So
hail and all that fun stuff.
Well, is that coming our way?
It's a system that's kind of hovering right now down there. I don't think it's going to make its way up here. It's
okay.
It's sort of headed
up.
Headed east.
Yeah.
And it should probably stay south of us. But if you're headed to Lincoln or you're down in Lincoln, obviously, you know, it's spooky looking skies.
You bet. Where I was at, I was about 3 hours away out at O'Neill for my girlfriend's half of her family reunion. Temperatures are night and day there. As it was 95 and up here, it's like a nice 82 degrees there.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Oh, man. That's like totally doable.
Unbelievable winds. I'm like, holy smokes. Yeah, but the temperatures were great there. And the family reunion was awesome.
Was it a big cookout? Was it outside?
It was fun. I don't know. I don't want to talk bad of it, you know, because I'm not that family. But there wasn't a whole, there were people there that left because they had other reunions and other engagements to get to by the time we got there. So it was just kind of like.
Who's double booked on family reunions?
I know. I was
I
like,
know.
Was
those
it
are
like
called
graduation?
Bad excuses. I mean, did,
like
they live, did those people live in O'Neill?
No. They like Yankton and other different places. They all came from around. Mm-hmm.
We
this,
sure so. Wish we could stay, but we got another. We got a better reunion to go to.
Oh,
well, I just wondered if it was like graduation weekend, you know, where you're all stacked up, where it's like,
know.
Listen, man, like you're going. Maybe there's like a weekend that we don't know about. That's like
there was weddings also. I mean, I thought about it too. I was like, gosh, how do you plan everyone to show up on one day? I mean, especially when there's other engagements and you got that many people, it's probably pretty difficult, you know.
Yeah,
so,
you plan it a long way out.
Are you tough. Know. First, you have to start on this tough premise that anyone wants to go.
Or see each other.
Yes, that anybody wants to even see each other. Like, do we even want to be in the same room together?
Yeah. I don't know.
Once that's established.
Everyone seemed great. It's just like fun hearing stories of, I mean, there's some stories about how before they even had asphalt out there, cement roads. It was just dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just some of the stories I heard.
That's what they were talking about. Were the road conditions? I can understand at this point why there might have been some glaze.
Oh, quit it!
The roads here predate asphalt.
No, stop. I hate you both.
So, do you have a new best friend, a new relative, like Uncle Jake?
Oh no.
Cousin Steve.
Now I end up out in Inman, the population 129. Wylene and her family grew up in such a small town. They got to experience things that I never experienced, you know. And because they lived out in the country for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I just hung out in a small town called Inman. In a bar. I had drank beers and stuff at a small bar. But I think that's all that's left there. Outside of some people living.
Well,
it's
129 there from
people.
I thought it was
we drove there. It's only 6 miles from O'Neill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's where they originally came from. That's originally where they were born and lived there for, I guess forever.
Well,
but
did you get some good, like, Wylene recon? I mean, that's part of the fun of going to these family reunions is, like, now you get to hear the unvarnished version of this person that you know as an adult and what they were like growing up. I mean, that's why I always loved meeting the family because you're like, and here comes the dirt.
Now, there wasn't really any dirt. I mean, they actually lived outside. I mean, they had indoor houses, but they lived outside. It's weird. They swim in ponds. They walk down, you know, railroad tracks. I mean, it wasn't like
rural living. Yeah. I mean, a lot of kids.
Rural living.
Spend their summers doing that. I mean, there's a large, I mean, we live in a city. We all three are city kids.
Yeah.
But we used to spend summers up at this friend of the family outside of O'Neill. We would head to O'Neill. It's, we would go up there and they had a ranch and we would spend like a week or two in the summer. And it's just like totally foreign. Like you're like, all right, let's go chase chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously, it was like, okay, well, there's no television reception. So I guess we're just going to go out to the barn and go ahead and chase that rooster for a while. I mean, seriously, it was just me and my cousins.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, it's awesome.
You're not bored.
That's what they would do. They would go, the boys or whatever would go, like leave to go fishing for, mm-hmm. and come back whenever they were hungry.
Yeah.
So they could be gone for a day and a half, you know, just out fishing in some pond somewhere. So,
well, yeah,
it was fun, though, but what's that?
So you met people cool. that you're going to have to invite to the wedding now.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody ask you guys, like, what's your story?
People thought that there's some people in her family that thought that I was going to propose at the reunion.
Oh, dear, really?
Yeah, so they're shooting messages and everything. I got an email from someone saying, you'd be so, congratulations, and you'll be great in this family. And then, you know, other people were texting. They thought that I was going to use this moment of a reunion, family reunion, to get on one knee.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, did your girlfriend think that?
No, uh-uh.
Well, who was texting? What do you mean they're texting?
Just other family members, you know, that weren't there, you know. So, yeah, somehow that came across that I was going to propose for some strange, odd reason.
Strange reason. You're like, I'm not going to do it here. I'm not going to do it here. No.
I'm trying to be
you had
nice
to go
here.
Through. So the town that I used to go to is Clearwater, which is just south.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Clearwater.
Yep. So,
yeah.
So it's right outside Neely. And then we would hang out in Clearwater. And then we'd go to O'Neill, the big city, if we wanted to, like, really go crazy. Maybe get a cooked meal that wasn't from something that we met.
On the side of the road.
No, but I mean, like, you'd be, like, out there. It's like, don't get too close to those chickens.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? And you're like, who wants some fried chicken? For dinner, you're like, oh,
it's still fun, you know, it was a good time.
Streaming now, I get it on my phone, I listen on my tablet, I listen online all the time. Omaha's number one hit music station,
channel 94.1.
Well, during a 72-hour YouTube live stream over the weekend, Katy Perry, who has a new album, Witness, that dropped on Friday, was apparently bearing all, including ranking her former flames. This is, I don't know, like a best case scenario / worst nightmare of any ex-boyfriend. She said that Katy Perry said of all of her exes, they're all amazing lovers, and I would have sex with them all. So I would have sex with all of them after I got out of this place. So this was during a question and answer with James Corden. I don't know.
She's very weird right now.
She's kind of going through an odd thing. But Katy Perry went on to admit that the number one lover that she's had, John Mayer.
I knew you were going to say that for some reason.
Right? But, yeah. The minute I saw that, I was like, ugh.
She also flashed her booty on TV during the live stream.
She did?
Oh, really?
That I did not know about.
Yeah. She was like laying on a table getting a massage and she rolled over.
But
and it went out. I mean, it was...
There it was.
It was there for people to...
So why is she
watch the 24-hour live stream?
Why is she trying to be so shocking?
Well, because
this
of the fact
like
that she
Carey.
Dropped her album on Friday, and here comes word that Taylor Swift's catalog is topping Katy Perry's Witness on Spotify.
This feels like this feels like a fall down moment for her, right? That she's
it
kind of
feels like it, and it looks like it, and. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a crossroads for her. I mean, I think a lot of stuff's going on. You
remember
know?
When Mariah Carey took the cameras into her house?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was bombed. And it was like, remember she got in the tub and was acting like a goof and like made all the papers. Everybody was like, you know, Mariah's kind of goofy. This feels like that.
It does. It looks like it. I mean, look, she went through breakup. She cut all her hair off. And
well, the album's not doing album's well. That's got to be a lot of pressure. She's got that world tour that's coming up. I wonder how ticket sales have been for that. These are things that can push you in ways.
They love her.
People want to go to the show. Like, that's a hot ticket.
No, I mean,
and even if the new album isn't good, it's like it wouldn't matter because she's got all the, it's going to be a hit parade.
Yeah. Right.
You bet.
I mean, she's good in concert. I mean, the thing is that no matter what, Katy Perry puts on a good live show. It'll be a spectacle. It'll be awesome. And, you know, she's got great pipes. So those are all things working for her. But I
and
don't know
what. And her voice is good, too.
Apparently, John Mayer is the number one lover. Number two is Orlando Bloom. Number three was Diplo.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought that was odd. Russell Crowe or Russell Brand, her ex-husband, didn't make the top three.
Well, I'm sure. He's going to be last on the list, right?
I know, but I'm like, you have hurt me today. Yeah, but she broke up with Orlando Bloom. She still put him at number two. I'm just saying, you have hurt me today.
I think most people would struggle to put their list.
Yes.
To rank. I mean, if it's people you dated, it would be easy to throw up the five worst lovers you ever had.
The best.
But if you're going to rank your best, I mean, anyone you dated, you probably stuck together because it was that was pretty good.
There was something that was, I mean, there was something about it. She used also used the live stream. This is the thing that won't go away. Katy Perry talked about her feud with Taylor Swift for like the gabillionth time. And Katy Perry said, I forgive her, referring to Taylor Swift. She's like, I'm sorry for anything I ever did, and I hope the same from her. And I think it's actually, I think it's time. There are bigger fish to fry, and there are bigger problems in the world. I love her meeting Taylor Swift, and I want the best for her, and I think she's a fantastic songwriter.
Whatever.
The stills from this 24-hour live stream, it's basically like Katy Perry Big Brother house.
It was weird. All right, so I saw bits and pieces of it, and they showed her without any, you know, make like she just got out of bed. And she's like, this is who I am, blah, blah, blah. And then they have a makeup person come in and do all her stuff. Yeah, it was just 24 hours of her. Seemed like a whole lot.
Yeah.
42 cameras. Jeez.
I mean, it was like 40, in the round. So it's
42 cameras in her apartment.
And it was James Corden that was like asking her these questions. And, you know, she's like, I don't know, in her pajamas, she's got an eye mask on. But I just thought it was so funny that it was like, John Mayer. I'm like, that guy doesn't need any more ammunition.
Now, why'd you think Diplo wouldn't be up there?
I totally forgot that she dated Diplo. I'm not surprised that Diplo's up there. I don't know anything about him or his bedroom prowess. But I was more surprised, like, it's like, you were actually married to a guy and he didn't make the list. I'm just saying, who marries somebody that's not knocking it in your top three?
I'm pretty sure that anyone that went through a divorce could easily say that their, you know, ex-husband or whatever would not be in the
some
top
point he was
five.
Your husband. At some point he was your husband. Yeah, just saying. But, something made you said yes. Something had you saying yes. I would hope it would be the full package. Jennifer Lawrence's private plane was forced to make an emergency landing.
How nuts is
due
this?
To engine failure. Both engines. Oh, that's scary. She was coming back home, Louisville, Kentucky. One of the engines failed at 31,000 feet, so the pilot made an emergency landing, and then the other engine failed as well. But despite all the complications, plane landed safely in Buffalo, New York. Everybody's okay, but, I mean, that definitely has to be like...
I didn't know she must have been visiting, because she was leaving Kentucky to go somewhere else, and I guess I didn't realize that was her hometown.
She's from Louisville, Kentucky. She's a Kentucky girl.
How terrifying.
I know that kind of plane, 31,000 feet. I mean, that's pretty far up there. And over the weekend, killing it in the box office once again. Wonder Woman claimed the number one spot, beat out the big Tom Cruise led The Mummy. Meanwhile, The Mummy premiered in second place, followed by Captain Underpants, the first epic movie, and Pirates of the Caribbean. Those books are pretty funny, actually. The guy that wrote those books, it's funny. His name's Dave Pinkley. He created Captain Underpants when he was in second grade. He really used to like draw cartoons and like hand them out on the playground, and his friends would be like, "Oh man, these are great. When's the next installment?"
Captain Underpants.
Yeah, and he created Captain Underpants. He realized that underpants is a funny word. Whenever you said underpants, or whenever a teacher said underpants in class, everyone would giggle. Underpants. And so he created, now he's got this huge empire. There are like a million of these books and now a movie. But I just thought it was so funny that all those kids out there that get in trouble for screwing around in class.
Yeah.
You know, his teacher's like, you're never going to make a living drawing silly pictures. You got to stop and serious up. And he's like, well, to that teacher.
Comes Captain Underpants.
Exactly. Here comes Captain Underpants. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.